0 seconds of 10 minutes. Pause recording. Button.
Oh yeah. Hello everyone. I just thought I'd give you a bit of an update to see how things are going and to tell you about different things and things like that. God, how many times did I say things in that sentence then? Anyway. Not much has happened since my last post, which was titled My First Post with iOS 9. And speaking of which, I think that iOS 9 is pretty good so far. As usual, with the first, release of a completely new iOS update, there are still a couple of bugs, hence why Apple beams out more than one update of the same OS a few times out of the year.
0 seconds of 10 minutes and 0% adjustable. Play button. Publish button. Play pause recording button.
And the bugs I noticed, because I use VoiceOver and you have to obviously take more notice of little things, let's say, that used to help certain apps or parts of the phone be accessible. It is that have the bugs, and they are as follows. Like I was just navigating then around the recording window of this boom, where it says you have the time, you know, ticking down, you know, obviously to check where you are in the recording and how much time you have left. Now I notice it doesn't even tell you that the time is ticking down. It just says like 0 seconds of 10 minutes, which to me, other than VoiceOver switching to the earpiece, so that it doesn't interfere with my voice during the recording, you know, so it's just heard in the background. I believe that's called stereo mode. But anyway, that's one of the only ways I can tell I'm recording. So that needs to be sorted out. I don't know whether that's an iOS 9 thing. It seems to have happened since I've put up the update, like. But
0 seconds of 10 minutes and 0 seconds. Pause recording.
See, it still hasn't moved. Don't know if that's an iOS 9 thing. Or an audio boom thing, whether the app hasn't yet whether the app hasn't yet been updated to conform with the demands of iOS 9. But either way, hopefully it will be sorted within the next app update. I'll have to double check that actually, because because unlike previous major iOS updates, like the next version, evolved version, I mean now, before the next big release, you get a flood of app updates that come to your phone, so that apps are prepared to work with the next version of iOS, like.
0 seconds of pause recording.
I don't know why I'm checking that. Probably on about 6 minutes or so now. But, ah well. if I run out of time, I'll just make a two-parter of it. I've done that in the past and that's no problem. Yeah, but other bugs that I've noticed in iOS 9, again, while using VoiceOver, when I'm listening to a recording on Audioboom, when this with the screen locked, say if I want to multitask, but I want to pause it whilst wearing my headphones, because say I have to respond to a notification or I want to do something else. I can't, it doesn't seem to let me pause it by clicking the volume controller on the my Apple iPhone headphones, earbuds, whatever you want to call them. Because usually if you've got like music playing or a podcast or so any sort of audio file, you can just click the button on the left-hand wire for the left earbud, which is also a volume rocker and controller, and it also activates Siri while the headphones are plugged into the phone. You can pause it and resume it just by clicking that button. That's something that needs to be sorted with Audioboom. Apart from that, nothing too out of the ordinary. I'm trying to figure out how I can go about giving feedback. Because one thing I'd love is for that timer to be brought back at the beginning. I know it's sad, but it's a good indicator as to when you can start recording, speaking even.
0 seconds of 10 minutes and zero play, publish, button, play, pause recording, button.
Those of you who live in the UK, with iOS 9, as you can hear, my voiceover voice is quite familiar to those of you who use the British male voice for Siri. Because now Siri voices are supported with VoiceOver, which is quite cool because the Siri voices are more human. But I do have my favourite traditional voices, like Moira, the Irish voice, and Daniel, the British voice. But this voice is good, Siri Male, as they call it. I haven't given him a name, poor thing.
0 seconds of pause recording. Button.
I think I might call him Max. Because I like that name for a guy. It's also a very common name to appear in British soap operas. I think pretty much everyone except Doctors and Hollyoaks has a character called Max in it. EastEnders has a Max. Coronation Street has a Max. Oh, Emmerdale doesn't have a Max anymore. Doctors had a Mac, but not a Max. Hollyoaks did have a Max, but he died. Brookside, which was axed in 2003, it had a Max. So it's quite a common name in British soap operas. So I think I'll call the Siri Male.
0 seconds, pause recording. Button.
Think I'll call this guy Max. 0 seconds. Something else I'm going to talk about, but I think, because I don't know how much time I've got left, I'll publish this now and then make a new one straight